Coming up in January in the state of New Jersey, four governors in 8 days. Four men will in turn be serving as governor over an 8-day period. And for the sake of storytelling, let's start with a fifth governor, Christy Whitman. She quits the job last February, goes to Washington to run the Environmental Protection Agency. Senate President Donald DeFrancesco comes in as the acting governor. New Jersey holds an election in the fall, but the winner, Democrat Jim McGreevy, doesn't start until January 15th. That's more than a week after the new legislature is sworn in. Now, during that time, New Jersey will have two additional acting governors. David Kinney covers New Jersey politics from Trenton for the Star-Ledger. He says the unusual situation this year is caused by a quirk in the state constitution that requires the Senate president to serve as acting governor.
Problem is, in New Jersey, the Senate is split 20-20, 20 Republicans, 20 Democrats, and there are co-Senate presidents. So these two men sat down, and as they were negotiating everything else about how to run this this deadlocked Senate, they worked out a deal to split the one-week period right down the middle.
So John Bennett, who is the Senate Republican leader, will have the job from January 8th to the 11th.
Right, until midnight on that Friday, the 11th.
Okay, at midnight. the Senate Democratic leader, Richard Cody, takes over until the 15th.
Correct.
Okay. So you're going to have two of these. They're acting governors, right?
They will be acting governors. Although, in the eyes of the New Jersey Constitution, they will be actual governors. They will be remembered as former governors.
I see. So if something big happens, they got to make a decision.
Correct.
They have state police escorts.
Right.
And I understand that both of them want to move into the executive mansion in Princeton.
Correct. And to be fair, the Republican is looking forward to it much more than the Democrat. I think the Republican is going to move in for all three nights, and as we said, his term ends at midnight on Friday. He's not sure whether the Democrat will kick him out of bed and require him to go home, or whether he'll let him, you know, stay in bed for the night. They haven't worked that out yet.
Do either one of them have sort of vast entertaining plans there in the mansion, which is called, is it called Drumthwacket?
Drumthwacket is the name.
In Princeton?
In Princeton.
The mansion. Will they have big parties?
I think they are going to have big parties. I know that John Bennett wants to have his family over. His wife is very interested in being a first lady, and so she's going to have some folks over for a luncheon, I believe, having something to do with health care issues. I know that Senator Cody is also going to have some close supporters over for a dinner and family. Drumthwacket will be in heavy use.
You bet. Now, also, both men plan to make, is this true, a State of the State address?
They do. Ordinarily, that would go to the outgoing governor, but since Don DeFrancesco will no longer be governor, when the appointed time comes, both Senator Cody and Senator Bennett will stand side by side, I assume, and one will give an address, and the other one will stand up and give an address. So.
Now, that takes us up to the 15th. At which time, if I have this right, the governor-elect Jim McGreevy takes over as governor of the state of New Jersey.
Correct. At noon.
Are you going to live in the mansion, Drumthwacket?
He will. In fact, he was hoping to use the intervening week when Don DeFrancesco moved out of Drumthwacket to make some changes. I mean, he wanted to recarpet the place, as I understand, and he's got a newborn daughter, so he wanted to get into one of the rooms and turn it into a pleasant nursery for his new daughter. But I'm not sure whether those plans have been, whether he's going to be able to do that or not.
What do the people of this good state make of all this?
You know, I don't know. That's a very good question. I think it will be quite befuddling. But I suspect that there are some people in the good state of New Jersey who don't actually know that Don DeFrancesco is their governor. So they might completely miss the fact that John Bennett and Dick Cody have been serving their state for their 3.5 days. Unless something big happens, I guess, they'll pass their time quietly, I'm sure.
Mr. Kinney, thank you for explaining this.
Thank you.
David Kinney covers New Jersey politics for the Star-Ledger.